Worked on a bill, I believe it was actually debated last week, and then your Fiscal Oversight Committee heard it today as we tape this, and it's Senate Bill 16, which is, in effect, a tax-cutting bill.
It is. Department of Revenue determined a year and a half ago or so that businesses should be collecting sales tax on deliveries. I don't understand that. It's not on merchandise, just on the delivery part of it. So then the courts confirmed that's what the statute said, so people have been burdened with this. And employers, I have a family member that had to go back and pay, was asked to pay several thousand dollars because they did catering, and whenever they delivered a meal, they just stuck that charge on there. And so whenever you're delivering a $2,000 or $3,000 dinner for hundreds of people, and you suddenly get stuck with an extra 8% on there, it's really hard and made a real financial difficulty. But it was on pizza deliveries, and so it just wasn't called for. And so Senator Krause had a bill, and of course we support it and got it out of my committee as soon as we could and got it passed out of the Senate today. Now it'll go to the House, and I don't see any problems with that. But it's just one of those little bitty things that pop up, that suddenly sales tax on delivery, and there's no sale there. You're delivering a product, and just didn't make sense for Department of Revenue to do that. So that was taken care of today on the Senate side, and go to the House and move on from there. Now, I'm sure the governor will support that too.
As you say, this is something the Missouri Department of Revenue started. I'm guessing this was one of their let's find a way to bring in more revenue ideas?
Yes, they've done numerous things like that, and so we've tried to confront it and get ahead of it if we can. If we can't get ahead, then we're trying to catch up and get it taken care of as those issues pop up. Helps a lot when citizens tell us what's happening, because we might not have known about it for quite a while until pizza delivery people start saying hey. And so hear from constituents is a good thing.
Bulk of this week on the Senate floor spent on Senate Bill 182, which addresses project labor agreements.
It was, and it was a good bill. And project labor agreements basically say if it involves $50 million or less of state money, that still has to be only open bidding open to union contractors. And so that eliminated a lot of our local contractors that cannot bid on things. And so it also was proven to show that it increased the cost up to 18% to 22%, some figure like that, of the cost of construction. So not a lot of those going on, but we spent several days. They wanted to talk about it, so we had a couple days of discussion. And at the end of it, didn't require a PQ and had a vote and was able to pass that out. So that was a good thing for the people of Missouri.
How did this come about?
It came about a number of years ago that the unions basically got it put into state law. And that's how it came about. And then it was lessened a little bit and lowered the price tag several years ago, I think maybe in the 90s. I'm not even sure the date. And then after that time, then it was still on the books until now. And will be until now. And we just want to make Missouri open for business. We want to build schools at a reasonable price. We do want quality labor. There's a bill that's out there concerning prevailing wage. And I tried to work with some union people, management. The union members are great, but the management sometimes a little bit hard-headed, in my opinion, but tried to work with them, say, hey, let's come up with a realistic prevailing wage. And there's a bid recently in my area, and the presiding commissioner told me that the carpenter's prevailing wage in that area was $58 an hour plus benefits. Most of our carpenters in that area don't make that kind of money, but it was based on St. Louis. And so we were stuck with that and drove project cost up high. As once told, without it, you could build 10 schools instead of 7 with it. So that's important to everything. And so anyway, that will be coming up. I'm not against prevailing wage, but I just want a reasonable prevailing wage. And the federal is a whole lot more reasonable. The Davis-Bacon Act has it, and I think maybe carpenters in our area would be $25 to $30 an hour. I'm not really sure. It's somewhere around there instead of the $58 an hour. And I want people to make decent wages. I want to be able to provide for their kids, you know, have houses of their own, buy new cars. But I want to keep construction going and keep everybody busy. Maybe not just work 6 months, 9 months out of the year, keep them busy. And I think competition, once we get things rolling, competition will drive things up. I think it'll drive up wages. The more jobs we can create here in Missouri, the more wages will go up. So I think that'll be an interesting bill, and see if we can reach a compromise. There's a bill out there that completely does away with it. Some of the leadership in the Senate is working with union leaders, say, hey, come on, I don't want to do away with it. I want to keep quality people here. I want locals to be able to bid on it, but let's have a realistic one for rural Missouri. Progress will be going there, and we'll probably hear that bill in several weeks.